live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Todd Duckett. Good evening, Todd. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm thinking you just stepped away from yet another event.
I did. I'm working with an event with Black Men Incorporated, and we have some young men from local high school, Eastern and Sexton, and just taking them around Michigan State, giving them a little taste of what they should have here in a few years.
Well, there you go. And there's nobody better than you that knows about what Michigan State has to offer. Of course, folks will know you as a star running back at MSU, went on to the pros, most recently played with the Seattle Seahawks. You look a little different, I have to say, Todd, than you did a week ago when I saw you at a Cuts for Cancer event. Maybe we'll start there this evening. That was an amazing event where you shaved off a 2-year beard growth and yes, hair growth. That's what I call a before and after.
It was. My mother passed from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma about 10 years ago, and so cancer is really big to me. And excuse me. I started growing my beard 2 years ago and ended up partnering up with Ingham Regional Healthcare Center, and we got to put a campaign together. We had, I want to say, about 5 or 6 business owners throughout the city who grew their hair out, and at the end of the 8-month period of the event, we ended up raising $21,000 for Ingham Regional. So it was definitely a great event, and you know, it's a little cold out now that I got my beard off, but it was a great cause.
You mentioned it that evening, and there's some people maybe a little curious that I called you Todd. That's by your direction. When I watched you getting your hair and beard shaved on the stage, you said, "Goodbye, TJ. Hello, Todd." So I just want to help clarify for that people. Yes, it is that Todd Duckett, who used to be known as TJ.
Yes, I you know, I'm in a new phase of my life, and, you know, TJ, I mean, played football, did a lot of great things, but, you know, Todd is more about working with the community, is more about giving back, and more about doing what he can as a man of God rather than my initials.
Well, I appreciate that transformation. It turns out when you came home that philanthropy is what you're really good at. You're really good at gathering people together for something that's good to do. I joined today. Unfortunately, I forgot to bring my jigsaw. I would have been more helpful if I had had it at Duckett Brothers Distributing for a busy day. It's an organization you started called Lunch with a Purpose.
Yes.
And tell us about that.
It's Lunch with a Purpose. What we do is once a week we choose an organization that we can go and we volunteer. We tend not to do it in monetary value. It's more of service. And it's usually from 12 to 1. So many people say that they don't have time or they don't have the resources. So we cover everything. We find the place that we're going. We provide the materials. All we do is ask for you to show up. And, I mean, if you can show up for 5 minutes or you're able to stay for an hour or a little longer, you know, just trying to do what we can to provide opportunities to people be more part of their community.
Well, and today's event was cutting out life-size silhouettes out of plywood that are going to be used for a fundraising, is it a fundraising event with Gateway Community Service on Global Youth Service Day or just an awareness day?
It's an awareness day.
Okay.
It's not a fundraiser.
And it's, we've been talking a lot lately about bully side and about bullying and so forth. The bully side project last night, and that was a part of the event today. This will be April 16th from 12 to 4 at Guyer Community Center. And you guys were doing today, everybody was doing the work to get ready for this.
Yeah, see, what we're doing is we have 34 cutouts and then one cutout. And each 34 represents a child that took their life because of the bullying. And then the extra one is the bully is himself or herself. And we're going to, on the 16th, we'll have these all cutouts done. And then we're going to, it's open to the public. We're going to paint them. And it's an effort to put them almost like a moving mobile where we're going to take them from different schools and different libraries and different places just to bring an awareness of how bullying affects everyone, no matter if it's your friend, yourself, or one of your neighbors.
Well, it's going to be a powerful event, and it is meant to be portable and be moved around to schools and other events. And interestingly, they're all going to, my understanding is they're all going to, all of these silhouettes are going to be holding a sign. An example of one of the words on the sign is, "I was here."
Yes.
And that's what's important, is the message as well.
Yeah, it's a huge message. You know, so many times when bullying happens, you know, whoever's getting bullied, they don't want to say anything, or no one's listening, or no one just really cares. And the fact that you're going to be there and you see, you know, anytime you see something going on, step in and be that help. I mean, it can be a difference in helping a kid and saving a life.
Well, without question, this Lunch with a Purpose, has this taken off bigger than you anticipated, or did you know you were, I mean, I, every week there's something new.
Yeah, it kind of had taken off. It started a year ago. Me and a couple colleagues, it was a Lent, and no one wanted to give up anything. So we said, well, we can do something extra. So we were like, let's go to the Ronald McDonald House and volunteer. We made 10 pounds of hamburger helper. We got to see the families coming in who were in the hospital. We got to see them come in, and we saw what kind of feel it was for them, and it made us feel good. And at the same time, it wasn't much that we had to do. It was just about the thought and the effort. And then we created a Facebook page. It was six of us. And then each week, we just started adding things to it. Last year, out of 52 weeks, we had 48 events. And from six people to almost over 1,000 people now. So, you know, it's growing. And that's our goal. Our goal is to be able to have Lunch with a Purpose in every city, every state, every continent, somebody doing something.
Well, and you are doing something. What's on the docket next week for Lunch with a Purpose?
Right now, we're planning on Earth Day is coming up, and it's Be the E, and it's going to be in Old Town. So right now, we're planning on helping them organize, plan on getting some cutouts for them to do and post up around town. You can go to lunchwithapurpose.com and click on events, and it'll give you what the next event will be. Or you can go to Lunch with a Purpose on Facebook, like it, friend it. And at the same time, once you do that, you'll get an email every week of what we're doing, and it can stay on top of it.
Well, thank you for taking care of my next question, is how do people find out about Now We Do? Well, Todd, you have certainly come home and embraced the community as the community has always embraced you.
Yes,
thank you for your time this evening.
I thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Todd Duckett with Duckett Brothers Distributing, and oh, by the way, Lunch with a Purpose. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.